Well, hey everybody, it's Chuck. Good Sunday morning. Well, here we are with a new software version that dropped yesterday evening, and it came at about 7:30 Eastern time. So the Pacific Coast team dropped it Saturday afternoon. I went out and did a quick drive last night to just quickly assess the braking, and it was about an hour drive, and it was much smoother. There was definitely still some braking, but it's just the world that FSD 4.14 sees. It just sees more than 13.29, and the braking is there, but it's smoother. They definitely made another tweak here. Here's our version. I do have a new nav data update. I don't know when that happened, but I'm noticing I am on 2025.44 with FSD 14.14, and we are still on the 32 branch, so 2025.32.8. I'm going to go ahead and hit self-driving, and we've got a route in here. I've got a few little route changes in here. I'm tapping it now because I see a jogger with a kid biker up here, and I wanted to just kind of see how it handled this immediately. And he's given good instructions, and you know, he's a good little biker there. Good job, buddy. It's Sunday morning, so you're going to get the pre-church crowd, pretty light traffic probably. I'll do a couple unprotected left turns just to do it, but I don't think that this is going to be a very varsity unprotected left turn traffic scenario here. We're just going to get the maneuver. So yeah, here we go. Let's see what we got. Full NHTSA a stop there, needs to creep out, and then we'll take a quick look to the left, see if we got anyone coming. And we are wide open to the left and to the right. There is nobody out here this morning. Question mark is still there with a pre-roll straight on down. Easy peasy. A couple things you might notice we're going to talk through today. I have my online routing disabled today. And I'm looking at this, where am I, what is my route got in here? That's not right. Wow. I've got a couple of things I need to fix here. Let's do another U-turn and then we'll, I'll be right back. Wow, what is that? All right, here we go. I had to just kind of go offline and get all my waypoints back in there correctly. The route was correct, but somehow between when I set it up a few hours ago and just now, I lost all of my FSD favorite names, and it relabeled them the addresses, so I wasn't sure if I had the right spots. Not exactly sure what happened there. Probably just had to do with when I set it up. All right, here's our NHTSA stop and another unprotected left. Without any issues. No traffic here. I don't even know why I bothered doing this other than to just show you guys. What I was trying to say is I have online routing disabled. And the reason is I don't want it to navigate around anything that with traffic or that there's a roundabout that I've been trying to go through, and I think the online routing was having it navigate around it. So turning that off, it goes through a map-based routing, and that's why you might see that alert on here, is I don't have it dynamically rerouting or anything. A quick U-turn here, two cars to contend with. It should just kind of pre-roll this, and away we go. Nice and slow. Wow, we got it all the way to the middle lane on that one. That was good. Nice radius of turn. So I am in standard mode. I'm probably gonna leave it there for you guys. On last night's drive, standard seemed to be about 5 to 6 over. A little bit of coffee. Keep me going. red light up ahead, and I just felt a little bit of braking, kind of felt like the first sign it recognized there was a red light up here. Sorry about my throat. Hopefully it will clear up as we keep talking here. I am going to be super critical for the braking action on this build. It seems like as this version goes wider, the more people that get it that are new to the FSD early versions, they've been mostly saying this was not smooth. The ones that didn't like it, the complaints, a lot of people loved it, but the people that were complaining about it were saying the smoothness was the issue. So I'm going to try verbally, and if I do have the CAN bus data layer working, it should be right above my screen here. Look at the axle torque. The axle torque variable is very, very precise. Almost, I have it damped because it's such a real-time number. But with that, you can see instantaneous torque being applied to the wheel and higher or lower. And when I'm feeling braking, it's ultimately either the torque being applied and not applied and or a brake tap. Usually it's the torque changing in a regen brake scenario. So I don't know. It's hard to describe, but last night when I started driving it for the first time, it felt like those moments where it was doing the braking was still in the same spots. But instead of a tap, tap, tap kind of a break, it was a little bit of a pause. And it looks like it's taking a different route today to my, normally it goes right through Birkenhead there, but it chose not to do that. We're going down San Juan today, which is a little bit longer route, which, you know, I don't have online routing, and that might have been why. But online routing usually takes this Birkenhead Road, and it's probably because of traffic that is up here at this light as it goes through that turn there. So that's fine, we'll go down this road, but what we won't see on this route is we won't see that very sharp, acute, unprotected left turn into the center turn lane. So there's one consequence, I think, of having online routing disabled. I also could disengage here and do a U-turn to go back down Birkenhead, and that might honestly be the best way to fix it. I might do that. Since I'm on this inner lane, oh, I do have a no U-turn sign, so I'm not allowed to do that. See that? Wonder if FSD knows that. I might need to remember that. I might need to force a U-turn and see if I can get it to do it on that no U-turn sign. Yeah, normally on a weekday, this street gets kind of busy with traffic. A lot of businesses are open and people are coming and going. And the online routing probably says, yeah, let's not go there. Let's take this side road on Birkenhead, but not today. So I also want to comment that last night there were some people that got this version that came straight to it from 13.2.9. So the waves, and I believe Tesla internally uses that term waves, the waves of people and or VIN numbers is probably how they're assigning it. VIN numbers that get it are changing a little bit. Maybe they're choosing locations. So the people that got it for the first time, you know, maybe it was where you were. Maybe it was a little bit more, flashing yellow here, should just roll this. Or maybe it was a little bit more of Elon's comment during the earnings call about having the advance button pressed, and some of those people are getting it. I know there's a lot of people with the advance button pressed that aren't getting it and are pretty frustrated that it isn't coming to them. Listen, this, somehow their strategy has this waves approach. It's a good way to deploy software that especially is safety critical, is minimize the risk by going in smaller groups. That was definitely a navigation around those bumps. We're taking a right turn coming up here, but it got in this left lane because of those bumps back there. That was, I guess, a good outcome of not taking that unprotected left turn. Got to see a little bit of bump or pothole avoidance. It really wasn't a pothole as much as it was a... I am getting a pay attention to the road here, and I'm looking straight ahead, but I'll just give it a tug. It was a repaired road that had, you know how they pile asphalt in a hole and just kind of fill it up, and then it kind of gets a different texture than the road around it. All right, as we come up here, I have changed my waypoint just a little bit from a point I used to have to delete to putting it into this shopping mall. And this shopping mall has kind of got, I think, a parking lot kind of mode that it needs. I'm a little surprised I needed to put parking lot there. I guess curbside might have been. This turning point, there's another pay attention to the road. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I feel like that was cranked up a little bit. That's a second one I've gotten now. And I don't think I'm doing more than I have on any other drive. I know I'm looking at the screen, but it feels like that's a little bit more frequent than the previous drive. We'll keep an eye on it. I'm not sure yet. We'll call that, let's pay attention to it over the, because you guys know I'm going to be fiddling with a screen, getting it right. But normally I delete this waypoint. Now I'm going to leave it there, go into this parking lot. You can see I'm going in here to the left, but it's wide open. But what it creates is another waypoint, endpoint, parking, and it looks like this parking lot has angled parking spots, which is good. Look at you. I even disengaged on that one, giving you the tug. I know I'm looking around the same as I have before, and you're not very happy with it. I do have parking lot selected. Okay, so see how the spots are angled? Let's see how it decides to pull into one of them here. They're not marked on the map. It's just gonna pull in, and as it pulls in, it found one. Perfect, and now you see the spots. So it did a good job. You know, right in the middle of the POI, wide open parking lot. Let's keep on going. See, this is weird. Look how you're backing out of the spot. That's the right thing to do. But any normal human, so we would have just driven straight in this wide open parking lot. But you're obeying the parking spots and the markings and the islands and everything like that to get where you want to go. So that's good. That's exactly what it should do. But I know that human data probably doesn't have a lot of those examples of, you know, honoring the lines in a wide open parking lot on Sunday morning. All right, so we're coming left here. This is a little bit of an unprotected left, but in early morning traffic, we got to go across two lanes, going left, and now we're going to the supercharger. Here we go. That looks like my spot. Yeah, that's what I would have gone. Okay, and then straight over, and left lane. That's fine. This is where our school zone is on school days. That we, you know, kind of keep an eye on if I was doing this during a weekday. So maybe I'll get out and do another drive tomorrow morning in some traffic based on the rollout of this release. If a lot of people get this version and there's more of you providing content, I might not do another one. But you guys can let me know in the comments. Do you want me to do a higher rush hour traffic of this, just test the school zones again and get the cameras rolling? Right here is the school zone, and just to kind of verify, we're going 46 into 40. The school zone is not flashing. There is no time here. Right there is the end school zone sign, a little difficult to see. Last time it kind of stopped the school zone speed as it approached this stoplight. That was the interesting conversation. I know one of my videos this week I did post that it completely ignored a school zone in the neighborhood area. It brought up an interesting debate about school zones and flashing signs and reading signs. You know, it's a lot easier for anyone, whether you're from around here or not, to honor a flashing yellow school zone sign than a school zone posted sign with just time limits, right? Why don't the lights just always know what time the school is? Because another couple good commenters made the point of, does the yellow light honor teacher days where the students aren't out? Are there, you know, holidays? Do the times apply? How do the drivers know and not know? Which is a very good point. But you can't change the world. Not every school zone has a yellow flashing light. So these cars have to drive in the world. We can complain about infrastructure all we want, but it is what it is. And it's designed for humans that are doing it either successfully or unsuccessfully today. And that's our environment. A lot of people complain about my unprotected left turn and say the engineer should be fired. I'm like, listen, there's thousands of them here in Florida. You know, there's six on my one little strip within a quarter mile of my house. I've posted that before. There's an image of it. And I say, here's my turn. And I show within a quarter mile of that turn, you know, another five or six unprotected left-hand turns that are identical. So putting a stoplight at my turn isn't going to solve any problem. You know, you can close the roads, I guess, or something like that, but and force everybody to go to a stoplight. But I've said before, there's always been more accidents at the stoplight than my unprotected left turn. And it's just the nature of how lights kind of give away your liability a little bit, and people running red lights is always going to be a risk. Okay, coming up to the Wawa Supercharger, a little bit of a traffic here to contend with just in the parking lot going around. This is no longer a test to me. It has nailed this perfectly, but what it does do is sometimes creates a dynamic with other VRUs or people coming into the lot. So I'm going to just keep it in here because it's a nice Tesla function. It kind of gets us close to joining the highway, and the highway stuff, people really love to see how the speed profiles behave. And nice and tight. Good. All right, let's keep going. Next waypoint. See, once I get these, oh, wow, you're going right here. You've never done that before. Why are you going right? Okay, that's the way you mapped it out. This probably is online routing again. I'm saying, why are you doing something different? But I've taken away online routing, and it says it right up there. So I'm just noticing some differences. Good reaction there. He kind of had a vector trajectory, let him go, no problem. And then now we're going to kind of just jump out here and hit this light before we've kind of come in a different direction that just gave us a different look. There is no stop sign there, but it sort of treated it like a stop and creep, stop and creep. Oh, three brake stabs right there. They were small, tiny. Well, maybe it was two, but it was tap, tap. Go back and just roll back a few seconds if I got the CAN-bus data and see if you could see it in the torque numbers. They were just very subtle, tap, tap, which to me means they didn't get it gone. But it's just in that unprotected scenario where we're feeling these. I think Omar said four-way stop signs. That, you know, that was a stop and creep maneuver. That's where we're feeling them, is anywhere the car takes on the decision-making of, is it clear? Can I see clearly? That's where it's doing it. So, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's gone after this drive because I felt two tiny ones there, but they were much smaller than the last version, so I guess they're getting better. I wouldn't call that a smoothness issue. If I wasn't being hypersensitive to it, you might not have noticed. But if you're comparing it to 13.29, that just smoothly plows through a creep, and whether or not it's looking the whole time it's rolling and chooses just to not tap the brakes or not, I don't know. That's kind of the difference. On 13.29, it feels like it's looking the whole time, and then if it sees something, it stops. It feels like 14, tap, creep, creep, tap, 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 creep, creep, creep. It doesn't like roll through the creep and wait for something to change its mind. It's got these tiny little iterations in there. Anyway, I don't know. Does that explain it to you guys that don't have this yet? And if you do have it, let me know if you think I'm describing it the way you're feeling it. It's a tiny little tap, tap. It doesn't deserve the term stabbing anymore. Stabbing sounds scary. All right, here we are, jumping on the highway. Gonna be some light traffic today. Let's notice things like lane change. Blinkers already on, getting out of the merge lane, over. I'm gonna leave it in standard today. No need for Mad Max. Mad Max is fun when you're on the highway, changing lanes. But definite acceleration here. Blinkers already on to merge. Merge before the end of the merge lane. Beautiful. 65 mile an hour. We're going 72, so we're going 8 over. Let's see if it'll go all the way to 10 over. I'm very comfortable with that override. I do think the team has been tweaking the overrides or tolerances that it'll do based on the profile you have. And just to show you guys, I said I wasn't going to change it, but if I just go to sloth, boom, it's slowing down right now to 65. If you're worried about speeding, that's your mode. It's 65. If I go one up to chill, it's going to give me a little bit of a buffer. But because I've already given it a bias, now it's going to creep back up. That acceleration it did in standard, it kind of got to its steady state. Since I changed it to sloth and now I'm going up to chill, it's kind of got to work its way up in its model. Up to a whatever chill override is. What I don't know when we get to steady state, but there's 2 miles over right there. It looks like it's staying at 67, which is just a couple miles over the limit. And then if I give it one more tap back to standard, let's see, I did feel a little bit of acceleration there, just a little bit. So it's probably working its way back up. Let's see if it precisely goes back to 72, which would imply it's a specific percentage override. Chuck, you gotta pay attention to your route, man. All right, there we go, there, that's good. Ooh, I just felt the deceleration from him. I think it felt him encroaching is what that felt like, I think. See if I get my waypoints right. See if it busts me on here. There's Riverside parking, add. And see if I get FSD return, done. Okay, I think I'm good. Oh, is it avoiding the highway? I have avoid highways on my setting, and it looks like it's avoiding this intersection. So I'm gonna actually take over here because this is, I've been playing with these routes for you guys to try to make them better. And one of the things I was doing was avoiding highways, but this section I want to go on the highway, so I was trying to force it with waypoints. So I think in that small little navigation reroute, it was honoring my navigation setting that I changed in here to avoid highways. That avoid highways feature I put in there so it would kind of stay in the suburban kind of environment where there's stop signs and VRUs and pedestrians. But this portion of the drive, I do want to show you highway mode and lane changes and traffic and the other things that come with it. So I'll work on that, recognizing that was me taking over for purely planning purposes to get my route where I wanted it to go. So this next waypoint, I've got it jumping off. It looks like I've got it done correctly at McDuff to go down through that new traffic circle that is not mapped correctly yet. Here it's still showing an intersection, but it's one of these crazy, it's not a turbo roundabout because it doesn't have the entry exit points, but it's a oblong egg-shaped roundabout that has the railroad tracks going through it in two different locations. It's kind of crazy. But before, there were like five different stoplights that all had to be synchronized, and if you were stopped in certain stop lines, you couldn't always see the lights, and it just was not good. I tell you what, it's tricky getting your waypoints right to make a smooth, continuous drive like I try to do for you guys. So while it may look like I'm jerking around with the screen a lot and trying to make it work, this is the best way I found to create a continuous route that shows you consistency and certain things over and over and over again for you to look and watch. And I know there's a lot of you in Europe especially that are like, when am I going to get this? When am I going to get this? I don't know what to tell you, man. Only thing I can think of is Europe is it's regulatory and you just got to get your politicians to sign up for it. It's silly that they're not, but yeah, hopefully it goes down to Australia just as fast too. All right. 1.5 miles to McDuff Avenue. This is an exit we haven't taken before off the highway. And here I am at in a 55 mile an hour. Ooh, See this? That was a very good behavior and reaction. Kind of hazards in the turn lane, just coming over the hill. As soon as it saw it, blinker, turn lane change, over. Very quick, nice reaction. I didn't even get the word. I think I said, ooh, and it was already going. That kind of reaction time, you just don't get as a human. I saw it. I might have had a hand on a blinker if I was driving, but it did it faster than I could have. Good things to see. I know I was making a point. I forgot what it was. Maybe it'll come back to me. .6 miles. It's working its way into the right lane. Oh, I know what I was going to say. We're at a 50, the speed limit. Here I am at, what, now I'm at 15 over because the speed limit just dropped to 50 from 55. So it's still got this bias at like 9, 10 over, and now it's working its way back down. It's not going to go back to, I don't think it's going to go to 59, but it's kind of easing its way back to it. But we're in the right lane for this exit of McDuff Avenue. Blinker just came on. Good timing there. Could have done it a little bit earlier maybe, but no issues there. All right, so we're hopping off. Should be taking a right, and then we're going to work our way down to that roundabout that it does not know about because it's not mapped. Good job there. Green light gave us the protection, so it should just roll without any sort of stabbing or tapping. It didn't see, feel anything. Good. All right, now as we come down McDuff Avenue, I can see the intersection down there towards the end, so it's not too far away. Speed limit here is kind of, it's right there at 30, so we're going 35 in standard. No traffic controlling me here, so that's just kind of where it's choosing it in standard. 50. I think they've tweaked these profiles. They're not speeding as much as they were at the beginning. It feels better. Standard is my vibe as far as where I like to be. You know, the old stay under 10 over kind of thing is pretty important to me. All right, we're starting to get the road work ahead signs. You see this? And what we're doing is right now it thinks it's going to go through this 90 degree turn to get to this waypoint that I've got at this business up here. And I've never used that waypoint before. But if you look at this dynamic, fresh paint, everything's marked, yield signs, there's kind of a center section, but look at what we got here. We got railroad tracks. Okay, rerouted there. Right, crossing the railroad tracks, we need to stay left. Nice. It's doing this on map, guys. Crazy roundabout, right? I mean, I think a few, now let's see, where do I gotta go here? Okay, I think it needs to go up there, but I can't get there from here. So it's reroute. Nice. That's good. The roundabout and those intakes and outtakes of the roundabout prevented it from going the way I thought it was going to go. Like I said, I haven't done this before. And let me see what we get here. Is this waypoint? Okay, is the waypoint on the other side? I think it's like a dirt place. Stop sign going around park traffic. What do I have? Do I have curbside set? Parking lot? I'm just going to do curbside for this one. I don't want to go inside anybody's business here. No trespassing violators. So look, there's the dirt place. And we got somebody on the railroad tracks. Is it going to put it in park? Okay, it did. Now it put it in park, and now here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and hit self-driving. It's going to go ahead and pull out straight. But how is it going to get there? Oh, it went around and going across the railroad tracks. I didn't really want to go that way. Where are you going? Let's go. I've never been this way. I kind of wanted to go down College. And to get it to go down College, I deleted a waypoint that I didn't think it needed. But it decided to go down this road. I've never been down here. We're kind of up in this part of town where the houses are a little bit smaller. There's no markings. So 30 miles an hour, it's doing 26, which is under the speed limit. Which it feels good. Willow Branch, okay. Looks like people got some of their trash cans out for trash tomorrow. All right, this is good. It's just kind of tugging. See, this is another product of me having that online rerouting turned off, is I am, it's doing this offline. which is really kind of amazing when you think about it. So it does not have the benefit of the internet, traffic, what might be quicker, any of that metadata available to it. It's only what was downloaded to the car in that new navigation database we talked about. Blind corner here, can't really see around the bus. There it goes. Got to go around a car parked here. Looks like we got an old abandoned business off to the right. Ooh, pothole for sure. Is it going around it? The wheel kind of went, it kind of went around it, but it didn't go around it very much. It wasn't a deep pothole. All right. A little bit of a creep here. Go to the right. Let's see if we feel any tapping. Nope, no taps there. It was smooth. It just did a stop and creep. All right, so now we're crossing the railroad tracks again here in a few minutes. We're going to the right here. Okay, this is a big kind of arts district here. This place is called Cork. And oh, look at that. The truck needed more room. Awesome. That was really good. That was very reactive. I was sitting there going to say, what are you going to do? It gave room to the truck at a stoplight. Little bit of a hesitation there. Was not a brake tap. It was just kind of a peek. Hey, Tesla AI, that reaction was really fast. I was sitting there thinking we're getting ready to watch a truck get stuck, but it very quickly backed up. Love that kind of behavior. Did not expect that then. I know I've seen video clips of it backing up and scenarios like that, but I did not expect that. Nice job. All right, taking a left here. What I was trying to say is that was in a nice little arts area that they have art shows and stuff like that on some Saturdays. It's kind of a cool area, part of town where artists have their shops set up and everything from paintings to drawings to metalwork to, you know, sculptures. It's really kind of cool. All right, yeah. Well, listen, this offline routing is definitely in the keep us off highways mode, isn't it? I don't know. What do you guys think about the online routing? Is it throwing too many wrenches for me, or is this actually kind of a good outcome? And if I wanted to go certain ways, it seems like I might need to use some different waypoints, but it's doing just fine. Ooh, a little bit of a tap there. A little bit of a brake tap there. I didn't have a stop sign, but it's sort of like it recognized it was an intersection where the other way could have had a stop sign. Here I am getting another one. I think I'm looking ahead. You know, I'm talking out loud, looking up front. I'm not looking away. I don't know why I got hit on that one for steering wheel again. I am noticing that I don't have the green dots going on up here. It's almost like it's a timer. Let me give you the side eye up there and see if you can look at it. Where's my attention monitoring green dot? I don't have it up there. I think that has something to do. See, here it is. It's because I don't have attention monitoring. Is attention monitoring anything connected to this online routing disabled? It can't be, right? No. That's what this is, guys. I don't have attention monitoring, and I've been looking straight ahead. You know, I'll even take my glasses off and look straight ahead here at the light. Why can't you see my eyes? I'll give you the side eye a little bit. You know, it should say attention monitoring active, but I don't have it. And that those tugs on the steering wheel are probably timer-based rather than he's not paying attention. It's just like, are you still there? There it is. Hands-free mode is on. So now you're back, and I got my green dot. Okay, so it wasn't broken, but I will tell you that it was not on for a lot of this drive for some reason. I have a hat on, but I always have a hat on. I got my cheaters on, and I'm looking straight ahead. It's always done this just fine. So I don't know if the attention monitoring model changed a little bit. I don't know. We'll see when it goes away. You guys may notice before I do. Okay, we got a green light. We're turning left, so it's got to be unprotected after this guy goes straight. Nice. Okay, I'm seeing some flashing lights up here, but it's not an emergency vehicle. It's like a construction, or it's a bucket truck, maybe a power line. So let's just see how it reacts. I do see some bucket trucks, and maybe a power line went down. It's not treating them like emergency vehicles at all. It's just kind of, these are JEA and tree trimming is what I see. So maybe something happened with the power line in this part of town. Little juniper there. All right, yeah, the tree trimming. You see him cutting those branches down? But it's a good point that it's not treating these as emergency vehicles. This is kind of crazy, dropping limbs like that. There's a bus that's got to go around them. All right, so we're going into 5 points. Now, we're coming into 5 points from a different angle this time because of the route in that roundabout. See how I don't have a stop sign here? Nice. And we're coming. Normally, we come from this intersection to the right. Now, we're going up, and then its point of interest is probably going to have it park in one of these spots to the right, these angled spots. Wide open today. Oh, I got curbside again. Dang it. See? That's fine. It feels like I need to save preferences. I wanted parking lot here or something like that, but it did the old Uber drop-off scenario where it crossed the parking spaces. I don't know. I felt a brake stab there. That was a pretty aggressive tap of the brake at that pedestrian crosswalk. It was just taking a peek, but it was a little bit more of a that was probably one of the larger torques I felt in a little bit of decel braking there. You know, the team that's working on the parking scenarios, you know, ask me if you're listening. I think that somehow, like that is a good example of I didn't realize I had the wrong setting checked. Somehow, a little bit before that, it's like, hey, I'm going to be stopping. Curbside's what you want. I don't want an alert, but maybe just some sort of pop-up that kind of reminds me that you're going to be parking using curbside. It just feels like there's a little bit of missing information there. And I know we've got reasoning coming and you're going to do some different choices, but that's happened to me multiple times to where I just was kind of surprised by the parking setting that it had or that I left in there without any sort of reminder that it's almost time to think about parking. You know, in an airplane, we've got our descent checklist and we've got different checklists that we use at certain times that get us prepared for landing, right? It feels like I need some sort of a parking checklist to kind of reminder just a few minutes before to get that set correctly so it'll do its correct thing. If reasoning isn't applied and you're not taking over that decision. So I don't know, just a thought there. Okay, so it looks like you're doing street parking here, which is selected, and you know, if I go to parking lot real quick before it stops, it's not going to do that, is it? Okay, so it's going to go. Okay, let's keep going. I that's curbside park. I want to do parking garage, charger curb. I'm going to do curbside at the cul-de-sac. The street parking scenario that happened there has gotten around the parking lot thin chain scenario. So that's kind of why I needed to have parking lot set there, because it found a street spot within the radius of the POI, and that's what it did. But to get it to do the thin chain test at that waypoint, it's got to be set for parking lot. Just another thing that I've got to get my flow down to get those saved, I guess. You know, when I set my favorites, there's not a setting in a favorite of what type of parking you would want. Maybe that's where this needs to go. If you create a waypoint or create a favorite, maybe that save dialog box needs to have a field for preferred parking type. That would be great for my testing scenario, but also for any other scenario. If you make a waypoint for your house or for your work or for whatever, you know, if you save it as a favorite, maybe you should be able to save the parking type. I don't know. What do you think, Ass Man? All right, here we go. We got another one. Stoplight. Traffic does not stop is on the sign. Stops way back here, but it can't see. It's got to do a creep. Little bit of a tap. Look. Smooth roll out. That one little tap for its second peak was all it did. That's it. So, it was a tap though. You can feel it. It's still there. 13.29, just, it feels like it rolls through its thinking. 14 is still showing you where it's thinking. If that makes sense. Now, maybe we're making the assumption that 13.29 is thinking the whole time and it's just YOLOing it. I don't know. But, all right, so we're taking a left here down our cul-de-sac. I've got curbside selected, so I thought about it ahead of time. Because if I have parking lot set here, it goes into this kind of condominium's private parking lot, so I needed curbside. And if you notice, street is not an option here. I wish it was. I don't know why I can't select street here, but I can't. It's just the way the POI is set up. I wish I could, and we talked about that on the last drive. Why contextually does street parking not come up as an option? There's definitely street parking here. Where are you gonna stop? It's got parking garage now. Well, I tried to go curbside. I keep pressing the wrong button. All right, so now that it's curbside, what are you going to do? You're just going to pull over next to these cars and let me out like I'm an Uber? Oh, you're actually going to go in? So this, it's doing street, sort of. Now, if it does not back up. All right, that was curbside. In other words, it didn't fully park itself, right? It just kind of scooted into a spot to get out of the way, which was good. But I think if it was street parking, it would have done the whole back up and get into a spot. I mean, these street spots would be perfectly legitimate right now. So I don't know why it's not giving me a street option in some locations. But I wish we did have one. Okay, now we're doing Riverside parking. And Riverside parking, see, I'm selecting street here. I wish I could have, street's what I want at Riverside. This is kind of that spot I added to the route so you guys can see it do parallel parking and or finding spots along the street. I don't know. I spend a lot of time on these waypoints trying to get them set up so I get a constant flow through my city or my neighborhoods, and it seems like I fight it every single time. Just because something isn't exactly what you think or where you want, or this time it was the online routing change I made that made it feel a little bit different. All right, there's our green light, turning left. Smooth, smooth, no issues in the turns when it's got a green light. It always goes smooth through those. Okay, now I do have a big sign for bump ahead under a, I guess, oh, it's got like a steel plate. See that? It did not slow down for that. Like, okay, it didn't slow down for that at all. Like it would have for a speed bump. So you could argue it ignored that sign if it could have known what it was and or anything that it would have said about that. All right, so before it's parked there, I've got street selected. It is there. It's got the right blinker on. There's a tiny little spot here. Yeah, let's see if it honors the driveway and the sidewalk. It seems to have done a pretty good job with that before. Yep, quickly backing up. Sidewalk is there. Is it going to keep going? Is it going to scoot up or is it going to come? That's good. Nice job. No issues there. Street parking kept the driveway open. Backed out. Good. Here we go. And let's see what our route gave us. I have our return in there. I'm going to add another waypoint. Let's see. Stinson. Oh, gosh. I was looking at the screen and it kind of popped up. The braking actually happened for that yellow light. Have you noticed I'm not getting the look at the road issues as much now that that green dot is in that upper right-hand corner? I was playing with the screen there. I was looking down while the yellow light happened and everything. And I was startled by the deceleration because I was heads down, you know, looking at the screen. But it didn't kind of, it's letting me do it because the attention monitoring is active. I don't know why it was inactive so long today. More coffee. I'm really hoping we get some more pedestrians out here walking on Riverside Avenue. You know what? I'm going to add another point in here. Let's go to Biscotti's, get us going down that direction. Okay. That's where I want to go. It did park last night in this Biscotti's vicinity, this little Avondale neighborhood. It parked in a handicapped spot again. Listen, there's nothing in the release notes. There's nothing in this about them preventing it from parking in a spot like that. I'm commenting when it does it so the team can hear it and it kind of stays on people's minds that it finds parking spots that are absolutely good spots. Just sometimes the really good spots are handicapped and you can't park in them. I do let it park and then I immediately move. Just so you can see that it doesn't recognize all the way to the end. Nice looking Cybertruck up to the right with a nice dark green wrap on it. I don't know who that is. I don't know everybody in Jacksonville, the Cybertruck, obviously, but I don't think I recall seeing that here before. If you own that Cybertruck and you watch my videos, give me a shout out. Okay, as we come up on this part of town, let's refocus a little bit back on the speed profiles. Because we're in standard, going through neighborhoods, lots of VRUs. Here we got a couple bikers. It's going straight here, which is fine. Normally it takes a left here. This is the offline routing thing again. It's fine. We're going to get in the same place. So 31 and a 30, kind of coming around a corner with parked cars. 30, yeah, it's doing, the speed profiles have definitely been tweaked. It's not encouraged to speed so much here in these neighborhoods. I bet if I even go Mad Max, it's not going to be crazy. So there's Mad Max in the neighborhood. Since I got a little bit of a straightaway here, I figured I would go ahead and show you. Let's see where it goes. Got a blinker coming on, so it's going to decelerate for that. Got a jogger here that it won't have time to interfere with. Smooth roll it. Road work ahead signs showing. Flashing red lights. We're probably going to get a good example of our brake stabbing if it happens here. Because it's a flashing red stop sign. Cross traffic does not stop. Speeding fines doubles when doubled workers present. Full NHTSA stop there. Peak. No tap. Didn't get a single tap. It didn't join the right lane, though, did it? Why did you join the parking? I that was interesting. It kind of joined what looked like... It's probably these construction lines and the white lines and things like that. It joined the street parking as if it was the lane and then found its way over. I don't know. Obviously, it's probably this construction and the way the lines are look. I mean, it's a very wide lane. It's the width of a lane. It just wasn't the right one. Wouldn't have caused a problem, did not need a disengagement. It's just kind of how it found its lane there. Couple VRUs on the left, well marked. Bicycle actually was a little bit darker, which means it was paying attention to it. All right, speed. See, the Mad Max really didn't overdo anything that I noticed. I mean, we got behind a car that started controlling us, but I just toggle it back to standard. Here we come up on Avondale. It's going to look for some parking. The POI, the waypoint, is actually on the left, but it always seems to choose parking on the right. All right, we've got a woman with a stroller. It looks like the cars in front of us let her go, just like the car ego would have done it, but we didn't get to do that ourselves. All right, blinkers on. Is it going to jump on these first spots? I would. Yep. It's jumping on the... And see how it chose like one that's got room to the left and to the right? That was a good decision, you know? You got good urinal etiquette there. You know, you never park right next to somebody if you got room. Backing out. I see a car coming. Okay, and it stopped. And there's the... And it pre-rolls when he's still coming. It knows what it's doing there. You know, that pre-roll while it was backing up did kind of get into trouble the other day when I was driving with AJ, where it started backing into a truck that needed more room, and he kind of was a little upset with me. So that rolling while cars are coming thing is, I guess, something you could debate a little bit. This parking spot right here to the right is the handicapped one that is usually always open when I drive through here, and that's where it parked last night again. All right, lots of construction signs, detour signs, but I don't think any of these roads are actually going to be blocked today. I think it's just for the weekday work that is happening. Nice and smooth for him pulling off. I didn't feel any brakes that were unnecessary there. All right, coming up on the S-curve. Most of this is just going to be kind of a Sunday morning neighborhood driving here. The S-curve does have a flashing light saying 15 miles an hour. I don't think Tesla ever looked at those. I've never noticed any yellow signs have ever been honored. Don't know that that's the case. I just, you know, off ramps and things like that, they give you warning signs for the appropriate speed. A little bit of deceleration for that. It looks like here I'm getting a pay attention to the road again. I did notice my green light's gone. Why do you think the green light's gone? Did I lose it when I parked? Maybe that's what's involved. Am I losing attention monitoring every time we park and I've got to get it back? Huh. Something is different with that. Here, I'm going to give you side eye again, looking straight at you, camera. Now, see, look, you're asking me to touch the steering wheel again. Attention monitoring is not locking on as quickly. For that last drive, it stayed on the whole time. Once it was locked, but getting it caged, locked, you know, like I'm thinking caging like an inertial navigation system. But if I can get it locked in, it seems to stay. What do I got to do to make you see it? Something changed with this. Got a little Highland here coming up. He's going around. We should be able to go next. There we go. Coming on around. Yeah, look, my tension monitoring is off. So I guess I'm going to get another nag. Hey, there it is. I got another nag. These nags are timer-based when attention monitoring is not active. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether I'm looking at the screen or not, I don't think, because it's not seeing me. This is all timer-based off of not being able to see my eyes. What do I got to do? I mean, it's just my cheaters and my hat. My hat, I can see the camera. So here it is again. Another. Okay, Tesla, this is a regression on a system that is about attention monitoring, right? So whatever you had before on caging the attention monitoring, it was much better than I'm having on this drive. This is not safety related, but it is nuisance related because I'm getting a lot of nags that should be unnecessary based on my attentiveness. You just aren't able to lock into my eyes. Now look, I'll take my glasses off and I'm just going to stare at the road with my eyes wide open like a big bug-eyed person. Are you going to see me? Come on, turn it on. I'm looking straight at the road. Look, and there, now you got it. So I had to do bug-eye mode for you. I don't know. I think that something changed with its ability of caging or its, you know, paying attention to get the green light. Now you watch. The rest of this drive, I'm just going to do what I've been doing and it's going to stay locked. And I think it flipped off when it parked at Biscotti's. So I think the initiation of another drive started over the attention monitoring process that takes longer on this version. That's kind of what it feels like. I mean, my waypoints are making it feel like it's happening a lot, but it's because the waypoints are creating new drives to the car. So if something changed with the tension monitoring on how you reinitialize it, then we're feeling it a lot on this drive because each one of those parking spots is a reinitialization of the drive. So I don't know. I know you guys will figure it out. So we do have a couple VRUs here, bikes with lights using the right side of the lane. I'm going around a bend, so it needs to treat them very cautiously, right? Because we're going around a corner. Don't know what's coming yet. Slow down, you got the blinker on, that's fine. Couple little brake taps there. Oh, the drawbridge is up. Oh, wow. This hadn't happened in a while. Now, I'm not first in line, so you're not gonna get to see if it can see the crossbars, but it is kind of cool to see the drawbridge up. I'm trying to see which boat needed it. Is he going through? I don't see any boats, so he might be under the drawbridge at the moment. This is one of the only manned drawbridges left in the country. It might be the only one, and if it isn't the only one, there's only two or three that are manned in the country. There's the little boat going through there. He doesn't look like a very big boat that needed that, but maybe he's got his outriggers up. And it's kind of cool. They've redone this bridge a few times. This is kind of historic. Doesn't really need to be here for traffic because there's a big bridge right over there. They just kind of keep it alive for the historic value of it. But if I was first in line, which is another scenario that's very difficult to create, these crossbars are identical to railroad track crossbars. And you can even see that it's rendering the bridge as a semi. There's no trucks in front of me. It's just this one car. So it sees that. It sees the flashing reds kind of going back and forth. And in the camera, you can probably see the drawbridge slowly going down. And then these crossbars will go up and will be cleared through by the light. But I haven't been able to create a train scenario with these crossbars at all. It's just timing. You got to be first in line, and you kind of got to be right there when a train comes by as the arms go down to see if the car honors it. Every train crossing that I've gone through, it does seem to have contextual awareness that is not displayed on the screen about where to stop if, you know, a train were to come. So I do think there's some training data in there, but it's just not anything that I've been able to test with an actual train. All right, these crossbars should be going up, and then they go up kind of on the other side, then this side, then the light goes green, and then we're cleared to go through. So we're almost done with the drive. We're going just kind of around, and we're going to end up in that driveway again here at the end. How long have we been driving? 49 minutes. I was looking down at that screen. I could have looked right there on the big screen. I think that this is another iteration. 4.1.3 had a little bit more brake tapping. This has a little bit less, but it's still there. If I were to say what changed in this version, maybe the braking is a little bit less and a little bit smoother, but what I feel the most is the difference in attention monitoring caging and, or, you know, getting synced to get the little green dot, which means it's watching you. Multiple times on this drive, I was frustrated by having to tug the wheel, and I thought that the attention monitoring had tightened up, but that's not what ended up happening. What ended up happening was the attention monitoring, as I started each drive, is not caging as quickly. And I had to do the glasses off, bug-eyed stare at the screen for like 10 seconds to get it to cage, which is way more than I've ever had to do before. So that was a behavior change for me on this drive, you know, with the cameras rolling. I didn't notice that last night as a comment, though. So is the daylight something different? Is, you know, my glasses? I wore glasses last night, too, but is the lighting on the glasses reflecting differently? I don't know. It's something I'd love for those of you that do get this release to pay attention to, maybe with those thoughts in mind. Do you feel like you're getting the attention monitoring locked on right away, and I just had a weird drive today? See if you think it also has something to do with the stopping and parking and then reinitializing a drive. Maybe you guys can even go back in my own film and look. Did the green dot go away every time I parked and then it wasn't there right when I started? I'll probably figure that out in post-production, but since we're just having a conversation here on the wrap-up, that's what I would probably look at. Listen, this release, I said it on the last one, there were no safety issues. This could go as wide as Tesla wants it to go wide. They use a wave-based system. You know, I know Elon said everybody with the advanced button will get it. That's not how it works. I know he said it, and he says a lot of things. And this situation just kind of shows that the team has a safety deployment strategy. They have waves. That's how they do this. And Elon probably meant that. It just didn't come out that way when he said it. And he said it very clearly. Anyone can get it. You know, he didn't have a caveat for Hardware 3. He didn't have a caveat for AI 4. He didn't anything like that. So, listen, that's just going to be the way it works. I don't know how many waves there are, probably 5 or 6, maybe more. And they're all VIN number assigned somehow. They've got some sort of strategy. But listen, I appreciate you coming with me on this Sunday morning drive. I know there wasn't much traffic and things to look at, but I think we saw a few things. There's probably a couple highlight reels I could pull out from this clip. It takes me a few hours to put these together, so the whole video will take a little while. But hey, if you're still here at the end of the video, let me know if you're still here. I love hearing from you guys that watch the whole thing. Looks like we got a big worker truck here in the parking lot, so I'm just going to see. Oh, look at you backing up. Where are you going? Okay. Oh, this is interesting. I love end of drive cameos. Where are you going? What do I have selected? What do I have selected? Park. Where are you going? Parking. It just says at destination park. What are you doing? Wow. Okay. That truck threw it for a loop. But look, see, I'm confused again. At destination park. Did I not have either selected and I needed to have driveway selected? This provides more confusion for me. Listen, you guys that are still here get the bonus clip because it's always pulled into that driveway. I've never had to select driveway. This time it just said park and didn't have anything selected. It pulled into the driveway. There was a truck kind of in the driveway also, but it could have parked in the driveway. Instead, it backed out. Now we're going around the block. But now I have driveway selected. So what are you going to do? See, this is why you got to stay to the end of the video. You just never know what you're going to get. I don't have a problem with the way it's handling what it did. My problem is I'm confused by the parking selections and when they have good choices and when they don't, and then the reminder that I'm not getting that I need one. It's always pulled in the driveway there because it's the POI is a residence, but it didn't have driveway selected. It didn't have anything selected. I don't know if you guys changed that on this version, you know, in these parking selections, but to me, while I'm sitting here in the seat and you're not developing for Robotex, you're developing supervised, remind me the selection you've chosen or that I need to choose. It looked like you went into a parking scenario without a parking selection chosen. So here we go back to, oh, wow. What are you going to do? Did you change your mind again? You're going to back in today. Okay. That's fine. Let's just finish it this time. Oh, no. What are you doing? Keep going. Keep going. Here we go. I've never had it back into a driveway before. You gonna stop there? How about that? Hey, all's well that ends well. I appreciate you guys sticking with me today. That was a lot of fun. I learn something every single time I drive and talk with you guys. Hey, like and subscribe if you aren't subscribed to my channels here, or follow me on X, and we'll see you on the next one. Have a great day, everybody.